This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey.
I can make a wish as a manager. All right, cool. Let's go.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the match preview show as we look ahead to the tie against Tottenham on the weekend. And I'm telling you, I think we all are looking forward to the game, which is a change. And you know what? We're going to talk about Glasner's first impressions, the system. Also, Patrick got some stats on Spurs. And the biggest thing is, could there be lineup and should there be lineup changes from the Burnley game if certain players are fit? As always, make sure to hit the like button if you do enjoy it and subscribe if you're new here. Joined by Patrick, Nick and T. What's going on, boys? I mean, let's start
Everyone. Sorry, Dave. Before you go on, Dave, have you got insider information? Because you said it was going to be a tie between Palace and Tottenham. So is this 1-0, 0-0?
I didn't even say anything like that.
And you said that for the tie between Tottenham and Palace.
You said it's a tie.
And I think, Patrick, does that only apply to cup games, it being a tie?
I have no comment to make. Let's move on.
Go on, then.
You pick up on the most like randomest things. Like out of all the things I said, you pick up on that. I thought you were gonna drop something like I said something wrong, or that I might have said something wrong, but yeah, you know what I mean. I think everyone knows what I mean. It's a game, it's a match, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I don't know if
fixture
it's a game
is the word, yeah.
Exactly. There's end of the day, there's many words to it. But I just wanted to quickly ask, like, did anyone get up to anything on a weekend apart from Palace? Because of course the mood was well, and we enjoyed the win. Did it encourage you to maybe go out golfing, Patrick? Or
no, I went to a hockey game, if that counts, with some mates of mine. But no, I mean, It was nice to get out of the house. But no, listen, as you're going to say, and I'm going to say, listen, when Palace win, the weekend is better, and so is the week. And now that we have a real manager, the world's just changed.
We have a real manager. Yeah, we have a manager that you want. Let's just say that we had a manager before.
Oh, you don't want Glasner then? Glasner out.
I mean, same thing? I didn't say that. I'm just saying. We're just in a real manager. That's what it is. But talking about Glasner, let's open it up. Nick, you was at the game. It was an impressive win, 3-0 win. They didn't have a single shot on target. What was your first impressions?
My first impressions was the atmosphere was palpably different in the ground before the game, which you wouldn't have known, Dee, because you got there at 7 minutes past. I had to get that in. But it was just, I mean, I got in the ground a lot earlier than usual because for some reason the queues in the pubs were worse than usual, but it didn't seem that busy. So I got in there early doors, about 10 past two, just stood on the steps behind the Holmesdale watching people coming in, and everybody had a look like they really wanted to go to the match. It didn't look like it was a chore for people. And the fact that Glasner's name was chanted after, well, as soon as the ref's whistle went at the start, his name was chanted. And we just seemed to have a completely different mindset. The cones were out again. Remember we used to do the little speedy warm-up bit? The cones were back. You weren't there.
No, I saw it at half-time.
Oh, they did it at half-time as well.
Yeah, it's at half-time. But yeah, small details like that, yes.
Just the whole mindset. And the fact that on the pitch, when in the warm-up, there seemed to be as many coaches out there as players.
Mm.
And it just seemed there was more of an intensity just to the whole build-up to the thing. As for the game, what I like most about it was the fact we 0-0, we didn't at any time panic. We just kept plugging away. We were patient and we knew that it would come. It was everybody in the ground kind of knew that there'd be a goal that came, apart from my son, who said we'd lose 1-0. So it was good to see. It was good to see a Hamada come on in his correct position and have the best game he's had in a Palace shirt. It was good to see Francis come on. And we've been saying we need somebody who can run at people. And Glasner apparently had a conversation with him in the week and said, that's what you can do. That's what I want you to do. And, you know, it led to a penalty. How far inside his half was he when he started that run? You know,
Nick, I would love to see your face as well when you're talking. I don't know what happened to your camera, but I don't know if you can see it. It's just a black screen right now. I think you're so passionate that your camera couldn't contain the energy and it just basically can't point. Let's see if you can sort that out with Nick. But yeah, look, Nick was happy. He was happy. His camera couldn't take his happiness. But T, I just wanted to quickly ask you about Glasner's system. What did he make of him going into the game unchanged? You saw it, wing backs pushing forward. And Nick said it there. I don't know if you agree with it or not, but even in the first half, I was impressed. Like, I know some people wanted a bit more in the first half. I was still impressed. I think we had the right mentality. And I'll be honest, in the second half, we were going to score. Like, I just had a feeling. We 100% going to score. Why? Because we were just, like, mentally, we was ready to attack. And Glasner said it before the game, after the game, he wants us to attack. And we had that intent. So what did he make of it?
I mean, honestly, I agree with you. I really like what I saw from us in that first half. We controlled the match. I think the only thing that was really missing in that first half were the goals. It was just the final third play. And credit to the manager and his team for making the adjustments that then led us to getting more opportunities in the second half and leading to more goals. I mean, the one thing that I was kind of looking at and just wanting to see if there was any differences was the difference in finally seeing Glasner out there managing and coaching the players and his system comparatively to how we came out in the same, what we thought would be the same exact setup when Patty was managing. And similar, but different. Also, it seemed like both wingbacks were a lot more aggressive. They spent a lot more time up high in Glasner's system, as compared to when Patty was coaching. And the two guys that were behind the center forward were truly more inside forwards. They weren't wingers. They really play narrow because of the width and how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
How high those wingbacks were playing. So I thought that they played the system pretty well overall. And, you know, shout out to them for making those adjustments and playing better in the second half to get those goals.
Yeah. And the XG was clear, like Palace.
Yeah. That was the highest XG since Leeds, I think they said.
Yeah. I think since, yeah, the Leeds game where we, it was a 5-1. The 5-1.
The 5-1, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was a while ago. It's the highest XG this season. And Patrick, this is all with a few days worth of work, but listening to the people on the outside, they are having this narrative that it was Burnley. Like, they are saying it was good, but it was Burnley. From what you saw in that game,
Are you looking forward to the Spurs game? Do you think we can carry out a similar type of performance? Maybe an improvement, because look, Glasner didn't even have much time to work on the team last week.
I think there's no doubt that the more games he plays, the better we're going to get. I mean, I saw a graphic yesterday showing the average position of the players, and you see that how far Tariq and Munoz are up the pitch. They're both from pitched in the attacking half. The match before against even Everton before, they were both in their own half. So you can already see the progression in the way the tactic he wants to play. I think there's no doubt about it, though. The more we get in this system, the better we're going to play. And I'm absolutely looking forward to the game. I know we don't get much out of Spurs. I'm not going to say right now my prediction is going to be, but I'm looking forward to the game anyway, because the mindset's different, D and T and Nick. It's just different. I'm not going in there with this whole attitude of, we're going to sit back and we're going to, you know, what's that phrase that I really hate?
Free hit?
Yeah, exactly. There'll be no free hits under Glasner. We may lose games, and we're bound to lose games, obviously, right? But that free hit mentality has to go, because like you said, if it's the same way at home and it's a will away, it's an attacking mentality, it's a positive mentality. Like you guys said, as much as I think the red card changed the match, I never thought at any point we wouldn't score a goal to win that game on Saturday. And I haven't felt the win in a long time.
Look, even before the red card, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
I think it could have been 3-0. I think we could have been 3-0 without that red card. Completely honest. I think it could have been 3-0.
Yeah, like the red card, of course, the red card, it would have helped us. But we've seen in the past Palace with oppositions getting red cards, and we end up getting worse as a team. Like, we've seen it. We've struggled in the past. And despite that, I mean, we took advantage of the red card, yes. But even before the red card, we were solid.
Tell you what, Dave, Burnley reminded me of us 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
Lots of passes to the keeper.
Wow, 2 weeks. What a different 2 weeks.
I know, but 2 weeks is a long time.
Hey, it isn't it? Though?
It's weird having this kind of, I wouldn't say it's a Phoenix moment yet, but maybe that's, but this moment in the middle of a season. Okay, we kind of had it when Hodgson came in after De Boer, but, to suddenly have optimism in February is weird, man. I just can't wrap my head around it.
But Nick, you know what? The point is, Burnley should feel like that. They're a brand new Premier League side with a brand new manager. It makes sense like that. If I've been in the league 10 years of playing like that, made no sense. But Burnley playing like that, to me, people say how bad they are. They're going to struggle, but they're always going to struggle. But that first year is the hardest year to get back in the league and stay in there. But for us to play like that 2 weeks ago, well, you know what? No comment.
Patrick, you're talking about struggles, but I just want to quickly ask you about the stats about Spurs, because trust me, we've been struggling against them as well in the league. So I know you've got the recent fixtures and some trivia. So go ahead.
So basically, we've not beaten Spurs since 9-11 in 2021. Anyone remember that score at the home game?
You said 9-11, 2021? Our home game?
Yeah, the home game.
That was the game when Edouard had his double.
Yeah, Edouard.
Yeah, when he came on a sub.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Our last away win versus Spurs was in the FA Cup.
That's a long time.
Remember that game?
That was Kelly got the winner, wasn't it?
There you go. Our last away win in the league, D and Nick, was 24th of November, 1997. Goal scored by Neil.
1997? Wait, what? Repeat that?
We have not beaten them in the league away. Since 19, yeah, D, you weren't even born exactly my point. 1997, New Shipley.
Ask me questions when I wasn't even alive. I don't know.
That's how tough it's gonna be against this team.
Who's the goal scorer?
Say again?
Who's the goal scorer?
Neil Shipley.
Neil Shipley. Okay.
He scored the playoff final winner against West Ham. Also, but my point is,
he's advertises for Ford now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, let's speak about where it is right now, isn't it? Because I wasn't expecting that name to be mentioned. But hey, it will be a struggle. I think we can all agree on that. Like, it's not going to be easy. Glasner was there before he was even announced as a Palace manager, watching Wolves beat Tottenham at their ground. So he kind of has a feel there. Of course, they would have done their homework lead up to the game. So let's see.
On that day, can I ask you, how much do you buy into this Glasner? Glasner was going to be the one all along. And with all the press talk about we were going to speak to Cooper and whatever, because, it kind of dispelled everything that was on that banner in the stands at Arsenal. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how much to believe whether it, because he said it himself.
Yeah, he did. And I think he's right to say, I'm not saying we weren't speaking to him, but to act like it was a plan. If it was a plan, then it would have gotten either said by Parrish, it's doing something he would have said at some point, and or a journalist at some point would have gotten that information. Not one journalist linked us to Glasner. Not one. The best person was Stan from Toronto.
Give
that man his props.
Yeah. Seriously. He doesn't get them that often.
All the journalists out there, there's the local guys, you know, your favorite, Alan Nixon. Not one person linked us to Glasner. But all of a sudden, we were linked with him since the fall. I'm not saying that Parrish didn't talk to him and it wasn't thought out, but there's absolutely no way the plan was for the summit, because he got so much stick, Parrish, from the supporters and the media before Roy was gone, that I don't believe it. But again, I don't know for sure.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say, of course.
It's hard to tell, too, because like the way he talked about it, he made it seem like they possibly were discussing him possibly coming in the summer. Like, hey, you know, we're interested in you. If we make this move, it'll happen in the summer. So with the it kind of felt like, oh, OK, well, I had interest. I've had interest in joining. And we had dialogue about me coming in the summer, but they made a turn. It had to come sooner. But I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think some people took it as, oh, he was going to be the guy from the beginning. I don't think that. I think he's been an option that we negotiated with and talked to.
And one more thing, Lopetegui was seen talking to Parrish in the stadium as opposed to this guy. So if you're looking at Glasner, why do you have Lopetegui there with him too?
Yeah, I don't think it was the first option. I don't think it was the first option. I think we tried to make permanent experience. Yeah, clear. We did. Let's talk about the lineup, because I think it's more significant in this game than any other game, really, because it's going to be interesting to see what Glasner does. It worked against Burnley, that team, 3-0. We didn't concede any proper chances. The one that we did, it was ruled offside, VAR. But apart from that, I mean, all right, let's say one proper chance. Like, I wasn't scared in that game. I wasn't scared, and everything was right. But things get interesting if Eze and Gehi is fit. Now, gents, if both of them are fit, do we make lineup changes? And on top of that, you have Francois that can, you know, spice up the equation. So what do you think, T?
Me personally, I think Glasner's a pretty sensible guy. I think they make the bench. I don't know if they start. I think if either of them was to start, I think Gehi's probably more likely to start of the two. But like I said, I think more than likely, both of them will start from the bench. Your part about Francois, I mean, honestly, Francois could be in competition to start after coming in and doing what he did in that last one, man. I mean, he's very much he's really well equipped to play that left side inside forward position, even better than Edouard, because he's more agile. I think he's better one-on-one. He's obviously shown an eye for a pass that Edouard does not have. So, I mean, I think it might be better to give him that shot and just have Eddie back up Mateta up top right now, if I'm being honest.
Patrick, with you, if it's not Eze, should Francois start this game? I think with me, Edouard was the only real disappointment. And look, Tottenham's going to have a high line. And Francois's pace, we saw it against Burnley. He managed to win a penalty, getting in behind. It might be worth, you know, starting a youngster. But if you're Glasner, do you make them changes? That's the interesting thing, especially after 3-0 win.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like I said, I definitely wouldn't start Gehi or Eze. Gehi maybe, because he hasn't been out as long as Eze. He's been in and out pretty much all season, or a lot this season. I'm very happy with the back three, the way they've been playing. So why change that? The only thing is Francois versus Edouard. And I'll be honest with you, either one, it works for me. If you give the kid, if he starts him, I like it, because it boosts his confidence and gives him a chance to play in a big match against in a big crowd, an away game. And if he doesn't start him, I got no problem with Edouard. Like I said, Edouard hasn't been great, but he's been okay. He hasn't killed us. And I think, like I said to you, D, during one of the player ratings, he's in and out. He's been out pretty much, like I said, with that injury he got when he had the 6 goals in like 14. Hadn't really had a chance to run a game. For me, give him the run a game again, get him back into the flow. So for me, I would keep Edouard in. But if he took him out for France, I'm the biggest France fan there is, pretty much. So I would have no problem with France starting.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be easy, Nick. It's not going to be an easy decision to make. But no. You know, there's Gehi there as well. For you, is Gehi easier to come into the starting lineup, easier decision to make for Glasner than the France SA one? But look, Joel Ward, he's been playing good.
Yeah, exactly. And so is Chris Richards. And well pleased to see him on the score sheet the other day. But it's a nice problem to have. What I would say is that if you've got Joel Ward in there, then if you do want to go to a back four because of the high press, because T was saying what he liked about the Burnley game was our wing-backs being high up the pitch. I don't know how much they'll be afforded that. But Gaye, if he's fit, yeah, he's got to come in. Whether it's for Richards or Ward, I don't know, because he's a good switch. Yeah, I suppose so, but I think he's good out on the pitch as for the team, as the captain. I think we have seen a bit of a difference when he's playing. He might not be the most technically gifted or the quickest, but as a team, I think we perform better when he's there in amongst them. Mm-hmm. Can I just go back on the Edouard bit very quickly? Possibly not, but I'm just saying that's an observation. That when Ward's been in there, we seem to have played a bit better. Now, correlation does not equal causation. It's just an observation I've made. With the Edouard thing is what worries me is we haven't really got a backup striker, save for IU, or we had Plange on the bench the other day. So I'd almost be keeping Eddie back in reserve. And again, it depends how fit Eze is. We don't want to repeat mistakes that previous management teams have made. I've got a lot of confidence in the team that I saw start on Saturday. So I wouldn't be too upset if it was the same team. And if Eze was introduced later, that would be good. Or if we started with França and then introduced Eze later, or I had it the other way round, so you've got a piece faster, Eze or França? França, isn't he?
Yeah. Both quite fast, but I think Mateus is probably a bit faster, maybe. But it's hard to say because they're both pretty quick. Maybe on the same level, to be fair. I haven't really thought about it. But look, you made a very good point there about lack of forward options, and we've seen it in the Everton game. Then again, against Burnley, Mateta seemed fit for the 90 minutes, which I was very surprised about. He did seem fine. After 90 minutes, he walked off fine. He was on fatigue. Yeah. Whereas in an Everton game, after the 75th minute, he was absolutely knackered.
And he couldn't hold up the ball. Although that was a Roy style of boot the ball up to Mateta, he holds up the ball and then passes it on. He's actually getting into positions. I mean, that flick for the goal, was it against Everton? That he got the flick?
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just got a great awareness in there. The only other Wharton's got to start, hasn't he? But yeah, he's got to be the same lineup.
100% of what Will Hughes, I think the midfield is pretty much sorted for now with them two until maybe Decore comes back. And yeah, I think for me, I would start Eze or França, but I'm more leaning towards França because I think he's deserved from his previous experience to start in this game. If there was to be any changes, and it gives Eze extra rest. And Gehi comes in for me for Joel Ward. The reason for that is Joel Ward has had a great game against Burnley. There's nothing he pretty much done wrong. But when you're looking at the opposition that we're facing, Tottenham, they're going to be high pressing. You're going to have defenders that are comfortable on the ball because he'll be a liability, I believe, with his passing. So for me, Gehi's a bit more composed. He can do the defensive duties. Overall, he's just an improvement. So I would start Gehi over Joel Ward, and I would probably start França over Edouard. But then again,
who would you make captain then?
It depends. Anderson. If Gay is starting, then Anderson can be captain, or Gay can be captain. T, when you look at Tottenham and how they play, do you think this does give us opportunity, to expose them in behind with the high pressing with some of the players that we got? Or are you a bit worried about maybe playing out from the back in this game?
I mean, I'm not worried about it. I mean, the reason why I'm not worried is because we have the talented players to do it. I mean, if this has been Palace of old, and you got to worry about passing out of the back with guys like Joe Ward and James Tompkins and, Scott Dan or Gary Cahill, whoever you want to say, if it was those guys, yes, I'd be worried about playing out the back. But with the team we have now, with the talent and the caliber of the players that we have, no, I'm not worried about playing out the back against them, to be quite honest with you. And I feel like, similar to what Glasner said, we can play the same way at home as we do away. We're going to be competitive. We're going to play our game, and we're going to try to get a result. And that's what I expect come the weekend.
Yeah, so the last five games, I mean, recently, Glasner was at this game. He was pictured at this game. Tottenham lost against Wolves at their own ground, 2-1. They beat Brighton 2-1. They drew against Everton 2-2. They could have easily lost that game because I was watching that game. Everton created a lot of chances. They beat Brentford 3-2, and they lost to City 1-0. Tottenham haven't been that great recently. Like, there isn't any wins out there that's, like, convinced me. I think they've got a style of play. They've still got players coming back from injuries, but I think they are there, not for the taking, but they are there to hurt them. Like, I think you can, on your day, you can definitely hurt the Spurs side due to how they play. I feel like at times they do get a bit exposed defensively. And with the counter-attacking football that we try to play, I think it does suit us. It does suit us. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think when you look at the most recent lineup, they had James Maddison there, Son there, Richarlison there. Ben Davis was sat left back and Emerson Royal played at right back. Maybe you hurt them in the wide positions. It'll be good to see what Mitchell and Munoz does out wide. But yeah, the lineup wasn't as strong. But then again, there are players that's coming back from injury. Let's talk about score predictions. Glasner's second game. We're facing a Tottenham side that we have struggled against in the past. As Patrick, you go on, Patrick.
Before you start with the predictions, be aware of the following before you make a prediction. Spurs have not drawn a home game at home all season. There's no draws at home for them. And we have four away draws this season. So, go ahead, Dick.
So, you're saying there's a hope. Even though they don't draw, we draw away from them. But then again, we got a new manager. So, we don't even know how that is going to work, the stats with the new manager. You know what? I'll start off. I'm going to go for, I just hope we get a point out of this game. I think that would be massive. I'm going to go for a 1-1. 1-1. Yeah,
I'm going to go for a draw. And you picked a draw. I love that.
I'm still going to go for a draw. It doesn't matter what Spurs have done. It doesn't matter. Patrick, go on then. So, are you predicting a defeat?
No.
Or a win?
Since Spurs don't draw at home, we only have four away draws. I'm going to go 2-1
Palace. 2-1
Palace.
That's probably the most optimistic.
First away win since 1997.
That would be crazy.
In the league.
Wow. That was there when we did beat Tottenham away in a FA Cup. Martin Kelly scored a goal.
Martin Kelly,
But yeah, that was in there.
Martin Kelly.
Are you optimistic?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you for what. I was going to go for 2-1, so I'll have to go for 3-1 Palace. I'll tell you for why.
What's going on?
Go on. Here's me evidence, Judge D. Glasner's first week, a lot of it was spent in meetings. Told the players how he wanted them to play. Also, took player input. Okay? So he knows the game because he didn't have them out on the training pitch. He was able to get his message across through meetings, and the players were able to actually carry out what he wanted. Yeah? All right, you've got the new manager bounce and everything in it. We've got the element of surprise over Tottenham. This is point two. Now, how much have the Tottenham bods been watching Glasner teams? How long have they had to watch Glasner teams to see how they set up and see how different Palace are going to be, bearing in mind we're only two games into his we'll call it a project, and we've got different players. Thirdly, Tottenham really blow hot and cold. Looking at the way we've played, a little bit similar to the Wolves with the way they break.
Yeah. Look, Nick's camera's gone about three times, so I kind of get the 3-1 prediction because, you know, he's done it here. Nick's basically, Nick, I don't know if he counted as a goal. I think Nick's conceded 3 own goals today. So I get a prediction, Nick. I mean, you've gone 3 times.
You know what it is? You waffle too much. That's why the camera is going out. You're waffling.
Yeah. I thought waffles were an American thing.
It very much is.
Yeah. Well, I have waffles everywhere in the world, so it's not just American. T, talk to me. Are you going for a win as a goal? I'm the only one that's been a bit negative, I guess, with my draw.
I mean, I'm riding the wave, man. I'm going positive. I was going to say 2-1. I don't have any reason not to, like, really feel what the rest of us are feeling with the new manager bounce and how we're doing. I'm going to go 1-0 Palace.
1-0 Palace, another clean sheet. I love that. Let us know. Let me know in the comment section down below, please, how you're feeling. Because I kind of feel like the negative one here after predicting a draw. Everyone is predicting a win away from Spurs, which we haven't done since the 1990s or 70s, what Patrick said. And all of a sudden, yeah, exactly, 1997. And all of a sudden, everyone's predicting a win. But let me know, are you optimistic as well that we could get a win against Spurs? And also your general thoughts ahead of the game and your first impressions from Glasner's first match in charge against Burnley. If you have enjoyed this, make sure to leave a like and subscribe. Thank you to every single one of you that's watched this. Thank you to Patrick, Nick, and T. And until next time, up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.